Title: FX Choices for Jungle Minimalism. Advanced: in Ableton Live. All right, let's get into jungle minimalism FX at an advanced level. And I want to set the mindset right at the start. Minimal jungle isn't no effects, it's surgical effects. You're going to keep the groove raw, fast, and in your face, while using a tiny number of deliberate moves to create space, depth, and aggression without washing out your break or smearing your transients. The goal by the end of this lesson is a simple, repeatable FX framework: one tight room reverb, one discipline dub delay, one dirt strategy for density, and a handful of automation moves that make the track feel finished without layering it to death. Step 0. Session and routing setup. Set your tempo somewhere in that jungle pocket, 165 to 172 BPM. If you want the classic feel, aim around 168 to 170. Now create three groups: a drums group with your break and any kick, snare accents, hats, a bass group, and a music or FX group for stabs, atmospheres, vocals, whatever. Next, create your returns. Return is going to be room. Return bead is dub delay. Return C is optional, something weird or special, but only if you can clearly explain why it exists. Here's a rule that'll save you from a messy session: if you can't name what a send is for, delete it. Before we even build the effects, quick coach concept. Think in depth lanes. Front lane is mostly dry break and bass fundamentals. Mid lane is short room reflections for snare and a few percussion hits. Back lane is filter delay tails and rare special moments. Minimal jungle works because you can place things, not because everything is soaked in space. Now step 1. Build the room reverb that doesn't smear the break. On return A, drop in Ableton's reverb. Keep it short. Decay time somewhere around 0.35 up to 0.7 seconds. Pre-delay is your best friend here. Set it around 8 to 20 milliseconds. That little pause lets the transient smack first. Then the room blooms behind it. Keep the size small to medium. And then do the big minimalism move. Band limit the reverb. Low cut around 250 to 500 Hz. High cut around 6 to 10 kHz. You're deliberately preventing low-end mud and fizzy top-end haze from building up in the space. Early reflections should be moderate. That gives you place without long tails. And because it's a return, set dry/wet to 100%. After the reverb, add EQ8. High pass again around 250 to 400 Hz as a safety. And if your hats start feeling spitty or your snare gets a weird bite in the room, do a small dip around 2 to 4 kHz. Optionally, add glue compressor after the EQ. Subtle settings. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not make it loud, it's keep it consistent. Now how do you use this room? Snare and percussion get a little. Break gets even less. Hats get almost none. Unless you want that old school airy halo. And remember the philosophy: short space plus controlled bandwidth. Low end stays out of reverb. Extra advanced check: if you mute return A and your groove collapses, you're using it as a crutch. Your break should still feel like a record when the returns are off. Returns are punctuation, not life support. Step 2. Your dub delay return. This is for throws, not constant mush. On return B, use echo if you've got it, or a sync delay. Turn sync on. Start with an 8th note or 3/16th. Those are sweet spots in drum and bass, because they roll without turning into clutter. Feedback: disciplined, around 18 to 35%. If you want bigger, your first instinct should be automation and saturation, not just cranking feedback. Filter the delay. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 8 kHz. This is huge. Your delay should live behind the groove, not compete with your break transients or bass fundamentals. Modulation: very low, like 0 to 10%. Just enough to stop it sounding like a static copy machine. Stereo width: keep it controlled, around 80 to 120%. Super wide delays can be cool, but they also create facey mess fast. And in clubs, mono compatibility matters more than you think. Dry/wet at 100%, since it's a return. After echo, add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is one of the most jungle per inch moves you can do. Saturating the return gives you grime and audibility without flattening the source transients. Then add utility. If low end is building up, narrow it slightly, or use space mono functionality if your version of utility has it. Either way, you're telling the delay, you don't get to wobble the sub-region. Workflow for this delay: keep most tracks at negative infinity send most of the time. You automate sends as momentary throws. End of a phrase. Last snare of 8 bars. A vocal chop that needs to hang in the air for 1 second and then get out of the way. Classic move, delay throw the last snare of 8 bars into the drop. Now quick advanced safety note, returns can clip internally, especially with saturation and delay feedback. Put a utility at the very start of each return and trim the input by 6 to 12 dB. Then put a limiter at the very end of the return, not to smash it, just to catch a runaway feedback spike if you get excited with automation, because you will. Step 3. Minimal dirt and density on the drums group, without destroying transients. On the drums group, start with EQ8 for cleanup. High pass around 20 to 30 Hz, just removing rumble. If the break is boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 350 Hz, but keep it narrow and don't overdo it. Jungle breaks have personality, don't sand them into beige. Next, drum bus. Drive around 3 to 8. Crunch stays tiny, like 0 to 10. Boom is usually off from minimal jungle, or extremely low, because boom can start sounding like a modern thump enhancer and pull you away from that tight break-led feel. Transient control is the key. Set transients anywhere from plus 5 to plus 20 if you need extra snap. Optionally, add saturator after drum bus with 1 to 4 dB of drive and soft clip. Think of this as glue grit, not destroy it. Then glue compressor last. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The break should feel in your face, not behind a plugin. Here's the listening test. Close your eyes. Does the break still punch at the start of every bar? If the answer is no, you went too far. Minimal jungle lives and dies on transients. Step 4. Keep the bass huge but minimal. Mono discipline and controlled harmonics. On the bass group, EQ8 first. High pass at 20 to 30 Hz again. Just clean up. If the Reese is fighting the kick, do a narrow cut somewhere around 45 to 80 Hz depending on your key and where your kick is living. Add saturator for audibility on small speakers. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Try analog clip or soft sign modes. The idea is, you're creating harmonics so the bass reads on phone speakers, without you having to turn it up until it wrecks your headroom. Then auto filter for movement without over effects. LP24 is a great starting point. Use a small envelope amount, and if you use LFO at all, make it extremely subtle. In minimal arrangements, tiny changes over 8 or 16 bars feel huge because there isn't a bunch of other stuff competing for attention. Then utility. Subs must be centered. Keep width at 0% below roughly 120 Hz. If you want width, do it above the sub region only. Minimalism move. Instead of stacking 5 bass layers, keep one bass sound and automate filter cutoff, distortion drive, and small volume or velocity accents. Step 5. Classic minimal jungle FX. One-shot moments through automation. This is where your track starts sounding intentional. First, reverb throw on snare. In arrangement view, automate the send to returner for a single snare hit. Maybe your normal snare send sits around negative infinity to minus 20 dB. On the throw hit, jump it to minus 10 to minus 6 dB, just for that transient. Optional advanced touch. Automate the reverb decay slightly longer just for the throw, like 0.5 seconds up to 1.2 seconds, then snap back immediately. That snap back is what keeps it minimal. Second, delay throw into silence. Mute drums for a quarter bar or half a bar before a drop. On the last snare, crank the return B send briefly so the delay tail speaks in the gap. Keep feedback conservative so it doesn't spill all over the downbeat. Third, subtle high pass sweep on the full drums group. Put auto filter on the drums group, HP12 or HP24, automate cutoff from around 30 Hz up to maybe 180 Hz over 1 to 2 bars pre-drop. Keep resonance low. If the sweep starts sounding like EDM, your resonance is too high or your move is too dramatic. Fourth, micro stutter without turning it into glitch music. Duplicate a break slice right before the drop. Turn on warp, set mode to beats, preserve transient. Use clip envelopes for tiny repeats or volume gating. Keep it to 1 or 2 beats max. Restraint is the whole point. It should feel like a flicker of pressure, not a new genre. Now some next level coaching. Frequency correct your sends, not just your returns. Instead of relying only on EQ at the end of the return, shape what goes into the return from specific tracks. For hats, put in EQ before the send and low pass around 8 to 10 kHz so your delay doesn't become fizzy haze. On snare, High pass the send around 180 to 300 HC so the room never inflates low mid. This is one of those pro workflow moves because it keeps your return clean even when multiple things feed it. Step 6. Space management. Stop FX from eating headroom. At the end of returns A and B, add a Q8 and band limit again. High pass 250 to 500 HC, low pass 6 to 10 KHE. You're making sure the space lives a controlled band. Optional but powerful. Duck the reverb and delay with sidechain compression. Put a compressor on the return. Sidechain it from the snare or the full drums group. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Duck just 1 to 3 dB. This keeps the groove front loaded while the space breathes behind it. Advanced variation. If the returns only get messy when the arrangement gets busy, use dynamic cleanup instead of carving everything with static EQ. Multiband dynamics on the return. Tame the mid-band only when it builds up, or set your sidechain compressor so it only grabs peaks with a fast release and small gain reduction. Now a couple advanced creativity options that still stay minimal. You can build a dual-time delay without adding more returns. Put an audio effect rack on return B with two chains, one at 1/8, one at 3/16. Map chain selector to a macro called delay time /B. Now your throws can switch between tight and rolling, and it still feels like one coherent delay character. Another. Negative space reverb. Instead of sending the main snare, duplicate it to a ghost layer, gate it super short, and send that to the room. You perceive space around the snare without blurring the main transient. This is ridiculously effective when you want the snare to stay knife sharp. And if you want controlled chaos, do feedback bursts with safety rails. Automate echo feedback up for one beat, then slam it back down. Your limiter at the end of the return catches anything dangerous. Also, for width that translates in clubs, keep the image out of the transient. Automate utility width on the delay return so it's narrow at the initial hit, then wider on the tail. If you want a practical method, map width to a macro and draw automation just on throw moments. Step 7. Arrangement that feels finished with minimal material. Try this 64-bar plan. Bars 1 to 16, intro, filtered break and atmos, very light room. Bars 17 to 33, drop A, full drums and bass, minimal sends, keep it mostly dry and aggressive. Bars 33 to 41, variation, add exactly one new element, like a stab or a vocal, and add one delay throw every 8 bars. This audio version is shortened for playback.